We're reading this afternoon from the Psalm 54. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, a psalm of David. When the Siphims came and said to Saul, "Doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies." We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As with many of the Psalms, the 54th is clearly a prayer. The two words which introduce this prayer are most instructive. Save me. David is a man in need, worried, distressed, afraid. In his prayer, there is no appetite for preliminaries, for well-known words and well-ordered phrases. The darkness of the hour argues for a desperate cry born out of sheer need. Therefore, he cries, "Save me." What is the most intense situation that calls upon you to cry unto God? Save me. Spiritually, we are all in need of salvation. We need to be saved. What do we need to be saved from? We need to be saved from the penalty of our sin. That's the judgment of God. We need to be saved from the guilt of our sin. And we need to be saved from the corruption of our sin. Sin is a corrupting thing. It's destroying lives. It's warping individuals. It's ruining homes and families. Sin makes us guilty. And sin sends us to God's place of judgment, hell for all eternity. We need to be saved from all of this. We all need to be saved from this because the Bible says all have sinned. Sin is a curse. It is the father of misery. It ruins us. It destroys us. It damns us. There is nothing more frightful, more monstrous in this world than sin. We need to be saved from sin. How? By trusting Christ. Why do we need to trust Christ? How can he save us? He suffered the guilt of our sin. He bore the curse of our sin. He experienced the wrath of his Father for our sin. That is what the cross was all about. Bearing shame and scoffing rood, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah! What a saviour. The situation that David was in when he prayed was one of fear and loneliness. In the verse 3 he said, "For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them." When faced with this situation, David prayed. This is a fundamental lesson we must learn in life, the importance of prayer. So many prayers are ritualistic, a jumble of words, but prayer is about a relationship with a God who sees and who cares. And dear Christian, today, you learn to pray to God. He knows all about your troubles. He'll be with you every step of the way. He never leaves you, nor does he forsake you. In the midst of our problems, we're able to pray. Psalm 54, verse 2, David said, "Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth." He was telling God about his burdens. You see, God knows about our needs before we ask him, but he wants to hear us talk about our needs because there is help for us just through sharing. Do you share your burdens with God? We know that to share a burden is to have a burden. So many suffer needlessly because they do not talk to others. But to share the burden with God is not only to have the load, but it is to have the weight removed. Joseph Scriven, a native of Ambridge in County Down, wrote the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And he wrote these words. "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We are to cast all our care upon him, for he careth for us." As David prayed in all of his grief and pain, he was assured that God was his help. He had that confidence. Here was a God who would be with him in trouble. In fact, at the end of this psalm, his confidence grew to greater heights. Psalm 54, verse 7, "For he hath delivered me out of all trouble." He remembered how God had helped him and assisted him in the past. Can you remember times when God answered your prayers? Does that not give you confidence that he will do so again? Because he has not changed. All of this argues that we take prayer seriously, that we believe the God whom we pray to, that he helps those who come to him. It argues for a real relationship with God. You have an intimate relationship with God today. Is he there for you? Because you know that he's there for you. And as I said at the start, have you trusted Christ as your Saviour? Because this is of fundamental importance to our relationship with God. We need to be born into his family. We can only be born into his family when we ask God for forgiveness. This psalm gives us a wonderful portrait of Jesus Christ. It is a messianic psalm. Remember, the messianic psalms reveal Christ, our Messiah, as Christ suffered, as he was accused by the Jews, as he was convicted by Pilate, as he was whipped and barbarically abused by the Romans, as he was crucified. He was like David when David cried out in the third verse of this psalm, "For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them." He was forsaken by everyone, yet God was his helper. At the close of his sufferings, he cried, "Into thine hands I commend my spirit." His soul was kept safe. His body was resurrected to life again. He was vindicated by his Father. Today he is not a helpless Christ nailed to a cross. He is at God's right hand as our great high priest. Having offered his life as one sacrifice for sin, he now prays for us. He forgives us our sin. We can bring our confession to him. Have you brought your confession to Christ? We end where we began, the first words of the psalm, "Save me." Have you asked the Lord personally and individually? "Save me." This is not something I can do for you. It's not something anyone else can do for you. Only you can do this personally. And the wonder of it is, you can do it where you're at. You don't have to come to church to do it. You can do it where you're at. You can simply say to God through Christ, come to him as your great high priest and say, "Lord, save me." And when you do that, you will enjoy forgiveness, and then you will be able to bring your burdens to Christ and to God. I thank you so much for listening.